After that, the outlaws fought their way through some townsfolk and escaped to where we'd like to send you. The Florence Highway, also known as Mercenary Road. That's why I played that tape of the ghost's testimony for you, even though that incident has nothing to do with this. It couldn't hurt you to know that the mercenaries might not be your only foes out there.
That is good to know.
The old man looked at the female warrior as if to ask, "And how about you?"
That fourth one. I wonder who he is.
I don't know. They're supposed to be able to see everything from the land of the dead, but that ghost was still a wreck. More than the man himself, it's whatever's possessing that outlaw you have to watch out for. It's not unusual for some evil spirits to give a person unnatural strength when they possess him. But I'm sure the two of you will manage something.
You had to sell your skill at fighting. That's all a warrior knew how to do. And your life could be heaven or hell, depending on whether or not you caught the eye of the locals who called the shots. What warriors earned depended on their abilities and the strength and number of their opponents. But on average, they were said to bring in about $50 a day. Out on the frontier, where $1 could buy a family of four a full-course meal, with thunderbeast or three-headed stag as the main dish, that was very good compensation. But it seemed fair for someone who was risking his life. Still, if he were to take part in something big, such as hunting down nobility or taking on an immortal opponent, a warrior might be promised compensation on the order of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. And that would serve him well in his life after retirement. It was little wonder that he might let his appearance become ostentatious, or his words and deeds exaggerated and overly theatrical.
I wonder if it'll go as smoothly as all that, Miss Mayor.
What do you mean by that, Mr. Strider?
I've got a real nose for these things. For a second there, I sensed something. About what the fourth one is, I mean.
Bless my heart.
While female warriors weren't uncommon on the frontier, for the most part, they made a conscious effort to speak and act just like men. Those who didn't hide their femininity, like this woman, were a rare breed.
In that case, you must know something about his nature. Would you be so kind as to share it with us?
Regretfully, I must decline.